put Mr. Davidson on the phone.
Hello?
Just hold on a minute, sir.
Hey, Jack.
How you feeling?
Fine.
That's your time.
Well, a couple of hours last night, sleep. So it's better than it has been.
Could you sleep on the plane coming back?
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Good. Would they send you back in Jetstar?
In a jet tanker.
Yeah.
Which, I had all of myself.
Just hold on a minute. Now, he'll be right with you.
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Will.
You survive it?
Yes, sir, I'm fine, thank you. The three top fellas, you know, are back over at across the pond, and they're trying to button the thing up pursuant to outline we made at breakfast this morning.
That's Bundy and Vance and who?
That's Bundy and Vance and Tom Mann.
Yeah.
And Tom was over there yesterday talking with the Embrick group and the OAS people. And as you know, we got a substantially better deal yesterday morning. The reason for that was that this guy made a big mistake, and he came back in yesterday morning with the new president, and they then said that they didn't think it was advisable to seize any communists. That would just create communists. And that they didn't think that it was advisable to include anybody from the San Ysidro group in this National Unity Cabinet. And I clobbered them and told them that. And then they went on to say they wanted $100 million. And so I just clobbered them. I just beat the hell out of them. And this is the kind of guy who can't take that kind of moral position. And I said that I was not about to recommend that to the president that he go from chaos to catastrophe. That's what this was. But, it was in bad faith, and I went through our agreed document point by point and showed him what he had agreed to, and they had reneged on it, and just really beat the hell out of them and said that, as far as I was concerned, the old deal was no longer satisfactory. I said, destroyed my faith in it. Then we got, as you've probably seen the dispatch, haven't you?
Yeah.
Which I think is so much better, because it means that we have our own fellas in there on the communist operation. Not only on the planning, but on a continuing basis. And that the key job of Ministry of War will be one that will be somebody mutually agreed on by the two forces. And our three forces are supposed to be working that out with the Embrick group today. And we, of course, made no commitment of any kind on money except in the general terms that you had stated. I was asked to be sure that you knew that they were proceeding to try to button it up quickly, either if possible today, if not tomorrow, because the thing is going to bound to crack publicly. There are too many people with these three guys over there and the number of people that they have to contact to put the pieces together. And it may crack today, or it may crack tonight or tomorrow, but it's almost bound to leak somewhere. And also, the situation is getting worse and less negotiable every day as the fighting continues. and that is on both sides. It gets more and more sticky and more difficult. But I have some opinions vary among our own group, degrees of optimism or pessimism. I think this is about as workable as anything is in that degenerate, deteriorated situation. Now that we've got something really to offer, the San Ysidro, the Loyalist Army Group. And what we have to offer them is two, and possibly we can make it appear that there's also a third key military position that we can offer them. So that's it in very rough.
What did that group say yesterday? Didn't want to, but they indicated that it could be had.
Well, you mean
San Ysidro group?
Imbert said he would resign, and he would offer his resign in within the next 4 days. They all feel, according to Tom, that we sort of let him down, and the two guys have got to get out. Wesson was not around. And, he was said that he was out commanding troops, but Tom learned that he was just in hiding, didn't want to see him. But the head of the Air Force and the head of the Navy, I think it is, indicated that they'd get out and they'd want to come to Washington with their families. And Tom encouraged them in that and thinks that that can be worked out. Problem is to try to get the younger fellas on the lower levels to go along with this, or as many as possible. In all probability, you know, there'll be some hangovers from the firing with that group for a while. I should think there would be.
What's the modus operandi now? How are you going to do it? Is Bosch going to announce it or what?
Well, it's these are the points that we got to bed three and had breakfast together at 6:30 this morning at Raymond. And here are the points that I noted down that I thought were, unless the story broke and a hen was forced, then it should be announced until the following were done. Number one, talk with the San Ysidro group and pursuant to our arrangement with Bosch to try to get them to suggest a couple of names for Minister of War. Then we got the new president, Guzman, over there, back over there, you see, in our sort of custody. And then when we take those three names that they nominate, let's say for Minister of War, we'll try to sell them to Guzman and Camaño, try to sell one of them to Guzman and Camaño. In other words, try to get an agreement on that. Then also offer the San Ysidro group, pursuant to our agreement with Bosch, one other place in the cabinet. And then third, make some decision on the chief of the army. They've given us two names. Bosch has given us two names, which our people, one of which our people think the San Ysidro group will try to sell. The idea is we'll try to get the San Ysidro group to think that this is their guy, this fellow named De Leon, who is now in Washington as a military aide, I gather, in the Dominican embassy, and our people are trying to get as much information as they can from Washington about him. But our most knowledgeable man over there about people is Harry Slaughterman. And Harry thinks he's a good man. So those three military positions, try to get those settled. Then next to make another attempt at the OAS, Tom talked with them and he says all they're interested in is complaining about not having enough, what he calls, creature comforts, but they're pretty demoralized, but we got something to offer them here. And the next thing is Bosch gave us, Bosch and Guzman gave us a list of people for the cabinet. We knocked two of them off right away. One of them is Aristi, who is the guy, sort of political guy for Comanion. And we said that just won't do. And
Stanley Walter called up, said he's very close to Aristi and he ought to call him. He'll call him. Of course, I didn't answer it, but I just, that's amusing, I thought.
Yeah, these guys think he's a very bad boy. He's kind of an adventurer, not a commie, but an adventurer, and he, they think he's the guy who has organized the commies in this operation. Not that he's one himself, but that he has been sort of the fellow who's deployed them. You know, you have to act on faith in these damn things. So you get information from somebody and you just have to act as if it were true. But I think that's the feel I get of Aristi too. And then they wanted to continue their Camaño's fellas, Minister of War. We knocked that out. So the idea is that, and we've got their list, and the idea is that in the course of the day today, not to try to get a complete cabinet, but to get Guzman, the new president, to agree to those key fellas who will make this appear to be a cabinet of national unity. In other words, it covers the spectrum, and to not worry about the total cabinet. And among, within that group, there's, of course, Balaguer, and Bosch has promised that he would call Balaguer today. That's going to be sticky. We know, of course, what our own folks have been doing. But it's going to be sticky to get Bosch to move soon enough on that. But the idea would be, Camaño is all set. He'll be completely out. He won't have any position at all. And so that the idea will be that, number one, we'll have this, if all this works, a jointly agreed Minister of Defense, and either one or two cabinet and sub-cabinet guys. Chief of Army is sort of sub-cabinet. One or two Chief of Army and one of the cabinet guys grab up to the San Isidro force. Give this thing, give this cabinet as
decent coverage
work out within a short period of time. If we succeed with the OAS, then either today or tomorrow, with all these other things done, work out the mechanism of having the OAS announce this, if that's the way you want it done, then we applaud it. Now, Bosch is willing and eager to make a tape or a record calling on people to lay down their arms and applauding the new government and so on. And he wants us to fix up radio, fix up radio, fix up radio, fix up radio.